Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. We've got Barb Hacking and Kara Swin Hughes in the studio with Communities in Bloom. We've got lots going on, lots to look forward to in December. Good morning and welcome to both of you.
Morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
All right. Now, before we talk about what's happening with Communities in Bloom for December, let's go way back to the 1st of November for the Pumpkin Parade. How did that go?
That was a fantastic evening, I have to say. Of all the years we've been doing it, and this is the 11th year, we actually ran out of trucks at the end of the night to take the pumpkins. We had to leave them until the next morning.
Is that right? Oh my
gosh.
That's
never happened before. So, and usually those are big wagons that come.
Yeah.
We lost count of how many pumpkins there were this year.
Is that right?
And it was amazing to see how many people were out. The creations are fantastic.
Yeah. And Barb, it's such a fun event. It was great seeing you when we dropped by. The weather kind of held off for the most part. It was a nice evening.
It was. And, you know, and it's becoming more of a out-of-the-community event when people from other places come and see what we're doing, and then they like to do it as well.
Yeah, it's
and that's
such
how
a great
we
idea.
Learn, you know, with Communities in Bloom. We meet other communities, and we kind of
right.
take the things that make their communities better and put it into Stratford.
For sure, as well. And shout out to the Air Cadets, who always did a great job.
Amazing. They are busy bees at the end of the night, putting all those candles out and chucking them right in the wagon. So they can go away to the farm, and they don't go to the landfill.
Yeah.
They go and they feed for the pigs. For many months.
There you go.
And also to the scouts who lit all those pumpkins.
Right.
Because we light them all up again so that they shine one more time.
Yeah. What a fun, fun community event. And we've got more. Speaking of lighting things up, we got something very special going on that's near Gallery Stratford. Barb, let's talk about this.
Right. Now, in Confederation Park, we have a beautiful waterfall that is there in the summertime. And we've just lit up the rocks. And they will be lighting up all year. So the waterfall will be beautiful, but right now the rocks are, and especially with the newly fallen snow that we had earlier in the week, it just brings the lights out even more. So the nice thing about these lights is they can coordinate with special events, like at Remembrance Day, they can be red, and they also coordinate with the lights on the Bridge to Nowhere,
yeah,
or also called the Bridge of Hope since the pandemic.
Yeah, and it's such a, talk about a photo op there too, and it's beautiful, the waterfall at Confederation Park, it's such a nice, especially during the summertime for weddings and things.
And a lot of people walk through there in the summer on their way to the Festival Theater, so it's just bringing people to that area. I know some kids' parents from the playground say, we never saw that area, and then all of a sudden they see the bright lights on the bridge, and that draws them over.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Exactly. Karis, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, it's beautiful, and definitely want to, the impact on the photo shoot, and it ties in with Lights Up Stratford, so we're all working together. One bulb at a time to make Stratford beautiful.
There you go. And speaking of which, gosh, we're getting into wintertime as well, and Communities of Bloom have been really shouting out Stratford and recognizing for all the great winter events and the wintertime in Stratford as well.
Yes. For National Communities in Bloom, we won the Winter Life Award because of showcasing the wonderful things that happen here. And we're really lucky to live in a community where everyone comes together to put on these events. So part of the prize is to be featured on the Municipal World magazine cover, which will be coming. Lights on Stratford will be featured along with Winterfest and also our local community food center. All those, things made our community
sure.
win that award.
Absolutely. That's exciting. It's just that recognition for Stratford is really something very special for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Communities in Bloom, anything else we haven't covered, or just, check out Confederation Park. As we mentioned, with the Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee, we got Light Up Stratford contest, and that starts December 14th. More details on that. But anything else on the go?
Yes, this year marks 10 years since Ted Blows passed away.
Okay.
And, of course, the garden is named after him and all the work he did for our community. So there was a new pathway put in between the bridge and the art gallery. And it kind of, there was an area of grass that we were allowed to make a new garden. So The spring is going to be a time where new tulips come up, and we'll watch what happens in that garden.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
It's to mark Ted's 10th.
Yeah, Ted Blows. It was such a wonderful part of our community. He did so much for our community, for sure.
For sure.
Wonderful. Karis Wynn Hughes and Barb Hacking with Communities in Bloom. Lots happening. We'll share all the details on our social media at mystratfordnow.com. Karis and Barb, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.